USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Maryland Governor Wes Morris provided an update on the investigation surrounding the loaded cargo ship that plowed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, causing it to collapse.
There's not much infrastructure that can take on that brunt level of force, so we have to be able to look into it, and all indications as of right now are showing that this was not terrorism nor any form of nefarious intent.
National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy says her agents boarded that cargo ship that hit the Key Bridge to gather what she calls perishable evidence.
Our focus on scene is not to determine what happened, but to get everything we need, because once everything is cleared, we won't be able to get those things. So it's getting the evidence today.
The NTSB will be identifying who they want to interview based on the evidence retrieved today. Joe Lieberman, the former senator from Connecticut, has passed away at 82. Lieberman, who ran as the Democratic vice presidential nominee alongside Al Gore in 2000, died from complications from a fall in New York City. He served four terms in the U.S. Senate. He made history as the first Jewish candidate on a major party's national ticket. The White House has announced the rescheduling of a crucial meeting with Israeli officials in Washington. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has consented to proceed with discussions regarding a potential military operation in southern Gaza. Earlier this week, Israel had called off the delegation after the U.S. supported a U.N. Security Council resolution urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. A Texas law granting police the authority to detain individuals suspected of unlawfully crossing the border remains suspended. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans has affirmed a prior ruling deeming SB 4 unconstitutional. Legal deliberations regarding the matter are expected to resume next week. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Donald Trump has extended a warm reception to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s entrance into the presidential race. Through a post on Truth Social, Trump labeled Kennedy as the most radical left contender in the field. Additionally, Trump expressed his anticipation that RFK Jr.'s candidacy will draw votes away from President Biden. An American journalist being held on espionage charges in Russia will be held in pretrial detention a little longer following a Russian court order. We get the latest from USA's Ryan Daniels.
It came down Monday, ordering Evan Gershkovich to remain in Moscow police custody pending trial. Gershkovich has insisted he was on a work trip as a reporter for the Wall Street Journal. It is the fifth time his detention has been extended, according to the paper. Gershkovich is the first American journalist to be held in Russia for alleged espionage since the Cold War.
The NCAA unveiled plans Wednesday to urge states to prohibit prop betting on college athletes. It stated that it will actively lobby state gambling boards to restrict proposition betting on individual student athletes. Prop betting entails gambling on specific player statistics, such as points scored or turnovers committed. NCAA officials emphasized that the initiative aims to deter potential cheating and protect young players from harassment. As the new California minimum wage approaches $20 per hour, major restaurants are preparing to adjust. Some plan to raise menu prices, shifting labor costs to consumers, while others will increase reliance on technology like fry robots and self-serve kiosks. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.